There's a lot going on right now in our lives, in all of our lives. So to take this moment to really reflect on each and every element of Advent has been so important for me, I know, to really focus in and hone in and then think about it throughout the week. I mean, it doesn't take very long, the week of peace, and I'm all in an uproar about something. I was like, okay, yeah, remember what you said about peace earlier? Yeah. So I hope you're having those aha moments as I have been having those aha moments through Advent. So week three is joy, one of my favorite ones. And today I really hope that what we learn about joy, you can apply to your life, think about it this week, and really realize what this whole entire season is about. I think maybe sometimes we think about, oh my gosh, Christmas Day, I got to go here, I got to go there, I got to get this. Like the busyness I was just talking about, there's not a whole lot of joy sometimes in all that. But man, when you really think about what Christmas is indeed about for us, is for us to have joy all the time. 365, right? 24/7, 365. All the time, we should be people that have joy and are just bubbling over with joy. Why? Because we have Jesus. That's why. And that's what we're going to get into about how we can have more joy in our life. So today, the Advent reading was awesome, right? The shepherds, can you imagine the shepherds and the joy they felt and what they saw with the angels coming down and saying, hey, I got news for you. In fact, I got good news of great joy for all people. So I want to just read that real quick because Luke 2 is like, we got to touch base on Luke 2, right? And stay tuned next week. Someone's going to read almost the whole thing for us. But anyway, we'll read a portion of it right now. Luke 2, 8 through 12. This is the scripture that our Advent was based on this morning. And there were shepherds living out in their fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified, quite frankly. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy," today's word, "that will be for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Great news, oh, I'm sorry, good news of great joy for all people. They didn't say good news that you're going to be happy with. They used the word joy, and that's what I want to tackle. Pastor Tosh hadn't stolen some of my thunder earlier. We need to coordinate better. That's what I want to talk about. They didn't say, oh, yeah, you're going to be happy with this news. They said it's going to give you great joy. So I want to delve into what joy really is. A little bit, I'll precursor from Pastor Tosh, and now I'll dive in a little bit. Coordinated. There is a difference. You guys do understand that there is a difference between the word happy and joy, right? Well, if you didn't know, I'm going to inform you of some stuff. The world and their definition of joy is pretty good, but I want us to spin off into a spiritual definition because we have Jesus in our hearts, so we live on a different plane, right? So the word joy for the world standards is the, quote, "the emotion of great delight or happiness caused by something exceptionally good or satisfying." I'm down with that. But spiritually speaking, as I said, we're on a different plane. I think it's deeper than that. Because joy to me isn't an emotion in the moment. I can have at any moment a million emotions, and I can tell you exactly how I'm feeling about certain things. That's what emotions is. Emotions are things because of the circumstances, as Pastor Tosh said earlier, around you are causing you to emote and have these different emotions about things. But joy is different. And Paul writes about it in Galatians. We've done Bible studies and sermons have been had on the fruits of the Spirit. Joy is one of those. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit, which means it's from the Holy Spirit that lives inside us. It's not an emotion that goes with the circumstances around us. It's a fruit of the Holy Spirit that lives within us all the time, no matter what is going on around us. You guys get it? Happiness versus joy. As I was preparing the sermon, I was like, oh, well, let me look what my Bible dictionary says. Does anybody, kids, do you know what a dictionary is, like a book? No? They're all saying no. Well, I have an old book, the Bible dictionary, and I looked up joy, and it told me that joy was, quote, a state of delight and well, this is on the spiritual level then, okay? A state of delight and well-being that results from knowing and serving God. Knowing and serving. We know God through our relationship with Jesus, don't we? Jesus came so that we can have a relationship with God to bring us joy. And when we know him, when we know who God is through Jesus and our relationship, we want to also serve. Knowing and serving are ways that we are going to have joy on a spiritual level. My personal definition of joy, if you want Pastor Jamie's definition that you can't find in any book or Google, is that it's happiness and contentment so far deep down in your soul that whatever happens in the world, it can never be shaken. Whatever's happening in the world cannot take away your happiness and your contentment because you got Jesus all the time. I have been known to say the phrase, you can't steal my joy. Anybody heard anybody say that? I like to say that. Stuff could be happening, and I'll be like, okay, microphone, you don't have to work, but you can't steal my joy. Because sometimes the microphone doesn't work. But anyway, I talk to inanimate objects or things that are going on, like, you can't steal my joy. It doesn't matter. Do whatever you want. My joy cannot be stolen. You know why? Because it's inside me, and it's through Jesus Christ, that little baby that came in a manger, and then became the man who did what he did on the cross for me. So you can't steal my joy. That's that deep down contentment and happiness that comes from the Holy Spirit. And you get that by all knowing and serving God, as my old-fashioned dictionary told me. We are going to have bad days and bad things are going to happen and stuff is just not going to go the way we want it to do. We're going to fight illness. There's going to be death. There's going to be grief. There's going to be all kinds of stuff. We live in this world. But when you know who Jesus is and you have Jesus in your heart, you can have joy that, as Tosh says, that passes your understanding, that you just cannot comprehend with your brain. Stuff can be swirling around you and you can still be happy and content on the inside with that joy. Now, I'm not saying you're going to be like, oh, yeah, great. Love that everything is just terrible right now. No. But we can still have joy inside us, even though we may have different emotions that are going on the outside. The basis of joy is having Jesus as our Savior in our hearts and the Holy Spirit. And by knowing him and serving him. That's it. It's that easy. It's Jesus. We found out that Jesus was our hope. We found out Jesus is peace. Are you not surprised that through Jesus we have joy? Anybody? I'm not. Jesus is the basis and the reason we have joy. Good news of great joy was that Jesus was born. And those shepherds, as smelly and disgusting as they were, and the low lives that they were in society at the time, were the first ones to hear about it. Isn't that awesome? They were first to hear about the good news. The good news is Jesus, and the great joy gets to live inside all of us. All. No exceptions to the rule. All of us. In John 15, I want to swing there. John 15, 9 through 12. This scripture came to me last night also. And anyway, I'll get to that in a minute. Okay, John 15, 9 through 12. These are Jesus' words. Let's just read this real quick. This is what Jesus says about joy. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remained in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. I learned this verse as a little kid in a song. Is anybody surprised about that? Yeah, exactly. You guys want to hear it? Yes, you do, because I want to sing it. So the song that I learned as a little kid, and this is what popped into my head last night. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. Anybody heard that? This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. And then it goes, that your joy may be full, that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. Isn't that nice? It's a nice little ditty that I learned as a kid, and I didn't realize it. And it really hit me. I knew it was scripture, but it didn't hit me till last night. Like, oh, well, that's going to be great for the sermon. The commandment that Jesus gives is that we love one another. We know him and we love him. How do we love people? We serve them. Love is a verb. We do. I'm great if you tell me you love me. Thank you so very much. And I love you too. But most importantly, I want to see that love, right? As a human, and we need that, right? Don't say you love me, do. Show me. That's what Jesus wants us to do. If we do that, our joy may be, as this version says, complete. As my little song says, another version say, your joy may be full. Jesus' command is love one another. And when we do that, he says, keep my command, and your joy is going to be full. By the way, the command is love one another. That's it. That's the cycle. Love one another, serve one another, be there for one another, help one another, pray for one another. That's where you're going to get your full joy in life. You guys understand that? Jesus came to inhabit us so that we could love one another and show that joy by how we treat one another, for goodness sakes. How we serve one another, how we take missions trips to the Dominican Republic, how we hand out food, how we give people hugs, how we call people or text people or say hi or congratulations or whatever is going on. This is my commandment, that you love one another, that your joy may be full. If you want full joy this Christmas, Advent season, and ongoing, please, ongoing, very much so, please, have the love of Jesus in your heart. Show that love to other people. Your joy will be bubbling